This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. Pork supplies are similar to a year ago, even with hogs being fed to heavier weights, before being sent to market. We will hear more with Lee Schultz, chief economist with Ever.ag, next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds,
including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Lee Schultz, chief economist with Ever.ag, says pork demand has been steady for several quarters and prices continue to remain above the cost of production.
Kind of equated supply and demand to provide us, you know, overall some prices that have been above the cost of production. And then that's really continued to, or at least what we expect to see here, you know, over the coming months. So, you know, I'm still in the estimation of about a $20 per head profit on average for 2025, and what's looking to be 2026, about on average of about $10 per head.
Schultz breaks down the economics of pork operations by size. The data comes from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
95% of the farms are family farms out there, and they represent just under 80% of the inventories or sales. So the dominant player in U.S. pork production is the family farm. Now, there is some variability when we look at across the size of those family farms, because, again, we can break it down by gross cash farm income. When we do that, and USDA luckily does that for us, 81% of the farms are small farms, what USDA would categorize. And that would be gross cash farm income of less than $350,000. Now, 81% of those small farms represent about 14% of the inventory.
Schultz says that global demand for U.S. pork has softened slightly. However, he also points out that last year featured record-setting pork export numbers that can make this year's numbers look small in comparison, even if demand has not dropped that much. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.